Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Welcome to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. God bless everyone. And at this time, we're going to start with a word of prayer. So let us put our minds on the Lord. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you as humble as we know how. Oh, God, we ask that you will look upon us with compassion, that you will search our hearts, Lord, while we're praying this prayer. Whatever you're not pleased with, oh, God, be merciful and forgive us. Take it away from us, Lord Jesus. Take it out by the root in the name of Jesus. And we ask, God, that you will fill us with your spirit. Oh, Lord God, search us through and through, for you know our hearts, oh, God. We don't even know our own heart, but, Lord, you know our heart and you try to reign. We ask, God, that you will purify us, Lord, that you will clean us up on the inside and on the outside. We ask you, Lord, to please take control right now because you are the potter and we are the clay and we are in your hand, Lord. Do with us whatsoever is pleasing unto you, my God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to send blessings tonight and bless everyone who is tuned into this broadcast, every listener. Oh, my God, let a special blessing come upon them during the broadcast in the name of Jesus. Lord, and we ask that you will send your word, send your anointing, oh, God. Let your word have free course. Oh, God, minister unto us according to our needs, both spiritually and naturally, and according to your own will, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, for those who are on the prayer list everywhere, all around the world, one by one and name by name, those who are near and those who are far. We pray for divine intervention. We pray for healing and deliverance, oh God. We pray, Lord, for the saving of souls. Oh, blessed Savior, we ask God for comfort and consolation to those to bereave of their loved ones. Oh, Lord God, be close to them and wrap your arms around them. Let them know that you care and that you are there for them while they're going through this difficult time. Have mercy tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we believe you, my God, and we have taken you at your word, and we are asking you to take full charge and have preeminence. Remember our leaders, oh God. Remember those who are without, my God, those who are less fortunate. Remember those, oh God, who are incarcerated. Lord, visit them and manifest yourself unto them, oh God. Save, heal, and deliver. Make ever with whole. Do wonders, oh God. We believe you tonight, and we are taking you at your word. Oh Lord, we believe we have the petitions we've asked in this prayer, and we give you thanks. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah,
you,
for your touch, Lord. We thank you for the moving of your spirit. We thank you for hearing our prayer and for answering prayer. We praise you, oh God, and we magnify your name. Now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Just thank God for prayer. Thank God for his touch. And again, we welcome you to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to Evangelist Sheila Hameen, your host. And I am the Watch Care Minister of Holy Temple Church of God, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, located in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president, and we thank God for him. At this time, we're going to have our opening scripture read by Brother Muhammad Hameen. God bless you, Brother Hameen.
Yes, God bless. Praise the Lord. Tonight, the opening scripture is taken from Romans, the 5th chapter, and I'll be reading the 1st and the 2nd verse. And the Word of God reads thus: Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Amen. Thank the Lord for the reading of the word. At this time, I turn this portion of the service back into the hands of Pastor Sheila Hameen.
And can you tell us where those verses were again?
Yes, that's Romans, the 5th chapter, verses 1 and verses 2.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the reading of the scriptures, beautiful scriptures. Praise the Lord, how God is so merciful unto us and gives us peace. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I just thank the Lord for, I just want to make mention of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, who is not on the broadcast tonight, but we thank God for her, and also for Evangelist Khadija, who is not on the broadcast tonight, but we thank God for her. And we just thank God for all the people of God. Praise the Lord, and we're not going to prolong the time But usually we would give our announcements at this time, but we're going to give those announcements after the word of God and prayer. So at this time, let's put our minds on the Lord and let's prepare to go to the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we ask God that you will look upon us with compassion and send forth your word, Lord. Let your word minister to each and every one of us according to your will. We believe it and we count it as done and we thank you for it. Praise God. Before we go into the scriptures, I just want to ask Brother Muhammad, if you're still on, would you like to have give a testimony?
Yes. I'd like to first give an honor to the Spirit of the Lord and the Lord Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life. I give honor to where honor is due. Thank God for this broadcast. I thank God for this ministry, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God. I am a byproduct of that ministry, and I just thank God for that ministry from the late Samuel W. Hoges. Yes, I just thank God for how he blessed me and how he kept me, even though I am incarcerated. I just like to tell a short portion of a testimony how, you know, back in September the 30th of last year, I began to fall into drugs and begin to backslide and just go the opposite way of what the Lord wanted me to do. And I found myself incarcerated, and I was facing 48 years. And plus, on top of that, you know, I had a multiple amount of charges. I think it totaled up to like 49 charges, and I was looking at a lot of time in prison. But I began to repent, and I began to ask God to have mercy on my soul, begin to turn from my wicked ways, and I began to pray and seek the face of the Lord and try to get him to, you know, not just because I was in trouble, even though God is a very present help in trouble, I wanted to live a life that was pleasing in the sight of God, but I had messed up. And the Bible says that, oh, Israel, you have destroyed thyself, but in me is thine help. So I began to look for God and seek the Lord and seek his help. And God, he blessed me, and he allowed me to walk away from that situation with just a 5-year suspended sentence, meaning I didn't have to do any time, and 3 years probation. And here I am. I'm still sitting here facing 20 years in prison. But God, he saw me through, and he's seeing me through, even in this ordeal. God could allow me to be cut off in my sin, but because of his grace and because of his mercy, I still have a chance to get it right. Even though I'm incarcerated, I could still show people and tell people about the goodness of Jesus Christ. And, you know, I'm locked up, but the word of God is free. And the spirit of where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. So I just thank God for his grace. And once again, I thank God for an opportunity to share that testimony. And I thank God for this ministry. In Jesus' name I pray. I ask that you, you know, pray my strength in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that glorious testimony. And just want to encourage you, Brother Muhammad, to keep looking to the Lord and stay faithful in prayer and seeking the Lord. We thank God for you and want you to know that we love you and we are praying for you continually. So at this time, if you have your Bibles, let us go to the Word of God. I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible, and I'll be reading from Joshua, the 24th chapter, verses 1 through 15, praise the Lord. And the word of God reads, "And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and called for the elders of Israel and for their heads and for their judges and for their officers, and they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said unto all the people, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in old time, even Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods. And I took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood and led him throughout the land of Canaan and multiplied his seed and gave him Isaac. And I gave unto Isaac Jacob and Esau. And I gave unto Esau Mount Seir to possess it. But Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. I sent Moses also and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according to that which I did among them. And afterward I brought you out. And I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and ye came unto the sea, and the Egyptians pursued after your fathers with chariots and horsemen unto the Red Sea. And when they cried unto the Lord, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea upon them, and covered them. And your eyes have seen what I have done in Egypt, and ye dwelt in the wilderness a long season. Excuse me. And I brought you into the land of the Amorites, which dwelt on the other side Jordan, and they fought with you, and I gave them into your hand, that ye might possess their land, and I destroyed them before you. And then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose and warred against Israel, and sent and called Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. But I would not hearken unto Baal. Therefore he blessed you still. So I delivered you out of his hand. And you went over Jordan and came unto Jericho. And the men of Jericho fought against you, the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Girgashites, the Hivites and the Jebusites. And I delivered them into your hand. And I sent the hornet before you, which drave them out. Even the two kings of the Amorites, but not with thy sword, nor with thy bow. And I have given you a land for which ye did not labor, and cities which ye built not, and ye dwell in them, of the vineyards and oliveyards which ye planted not, do ye eat. Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God from Joshua, the 24th chapter, verses 1 through 15. And tonight the title of the message is God Will Bring You Out. And the theme is Choose to Serve the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for this powerful scripture, very encouraging, and how God has done so many wonders. Amen. Praise God. And as a reminder, the Lord began to use Joshua to call the people together to refresh their minds of what he had done for them and how he brought them out. All the things, all the miracles that God had wrought on behalf of the children of Israel. When the Lord heard their cry, he did not stay, but he appeared. He came down to deliver them out of the hand of the enemy, where they were bound up and in bondage in the land of Egypt. The Lord, he sent Moses and Aaron, his brother. He sent them down to Egypt to Pharaoh to tell Pharaoh to let God's people go. And God began to move in their favor. And he was reminding them of how he delivered them so many times. And if we think about our lives and we look back over our lives, we can see just how good God has been to us. We can see where the Lord has brought us from. We could see all the wonderful works of God and the miracles that he has worked for us. Hallelujah. Even before we came to know the Lord in the departing of our sins. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. He already had blessed us. He already had made the way for us to be delivered. And I'm thankful that God had mercy on us. Oh, praise be to God. And if you take time and you look back over your life, you'll be able to see just how good God has been to you and how God has delivered you so many times. You'll see and you'll recognize how God intervened in so many ways, and he showed up to deliver you. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God. I tell you, God, he's still moving in miraculous ways. He's still doing great and mighty things. And that scripture, that opening scripture that was read, says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith. Right now, God has provided a way for us. He has given us access by faith into this grace that he described through Joshua to the children of Israel. This was God's grace toward them, the many times that he was there to deliver them and to deliver their enemies into their hands. God gave them access, faith into that grace. Oh, praise the Lord. And we have reason to rejoice. We have reason to be thankful because of all that God has done. And now it comes down to a choice that we have to make. After seeing how good God has been, after being reminded of all the things God had done for us, hallelujah, have you chosen to serve the Lord for the rest of your life? Have you chosen to make that commitment to serving the Lord in spirit and in truth? Hallelujah. Praise God. It's important that we serve him in spirit and in truth. Amen. As Joshua said in the 14th verse, now therefore fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. So if you have not put away your worldly ways or your earthly things that you're holding on to, if you have not put away things that you put in front of God, it's time to put those things away. It's time to fear God and to worship him in sincerity and in truth. Hallelujah. It's time to make that decision that you're going to serve the Lord. Amen. It has to be personal. And as Joshua said to the children of Israel, to choose this day who they were going to serve. So he gave them an ultimatum. He let them know that it was time to make a choice. But will you choose this day who you're going to serve? Will you continue to neglect the work of God? Will you continue to go about not heeding the call of God? He's calling you to turn from your ways. He's calling you to submit and to surrender to his will, to the work that he has assigned unto you, to the ministry that he has given you. Will you continue to go your own way, or will you make that choice today and choose to serve the Lord? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's no time for putting off anything for tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised the day of salvation. Today is the day of deliverance. Today is the day to make a decision whether you're going to serve God or you're going to serve idols or serve your job or your family or even your own self. Hallelujah. It's time to turn away from everything and everybody who is not seeking God, who is not trying to live for God. It's time to turn away from them, walk away, and make a choice. Hallelujah. As Joshua said to the children of Israel, choose you this day whom you will serve. Is it going to be the gods of your fathers on the other side of the flood, gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell? Your surroundings can be very influential in a good way or an evil way. Evil communication corrupts good manners. Who you're dealing with, people that you associate with, they can cause you to become corrupt. Hallelujah. It's time to separate yourself and to choose to serve the Lord. Praise be to God. Choose to obey the voice of the Lord. But the people, they were ready and they responded and they answered saying, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. And they realized that it was the Lord who brought them out. In the 17th verse, where they were saying, for the Lord our God, they owned him as their God. Hallelujah. They accepted him as their God and said, the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt. It was God who brought them out. And God will bring you out if you choose to serve the Lord. Praise God. Don't put it off any longer. But today is truly the day of salvation for you. If you don't know the Lord in the departing of your sins, if you have not surrendered to the will of God, if you have not made that choice to serve the Lord, this is your opportunity right now. This is your chance to live for God, to serve him for the rest of your life. Hallelujah. And your life will truly be blessed. God will do great and mighty things, for he is a jealous God. And he will have mercy on you. Praise the Lord. If you choose to live for him, he will take care of you. He will fight for you. He will move on your behalf. Hallelujah. You don't have to figure out anything. You don't have to fix it on your own. You're not alone. God will never forsake you. He will never let you down. Praise the Lord. He didn't let the children of Israel down. Amen. When the armies of Pharaoh pursued them, God was right there to protect them. He didn't let Pharaoh or his army get anywhere near the children of Israel. He was blocking them from the enemy. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And then God opened up the Red Sea so that they could cross over on dry land. God brought this great miracle, hallelujah, and did this wonder in the midst of the enemy right before all of their eyes. They saw the wondrous works of God. They saw his mighty acts. Hallelujah. They saw how God commanded the water to depart. Hallelujah. And the wind to blow all night long until the ground became dry so that they could walk over on dry land. Oh, praise the Lord. They saw this miracle that God wrought for them, and he did it for them. They were reminded of all these things that God had done, and they were given the opportunity to make a choice. And tonight, God is still calling. His arm is still outstretched. He is giving you the invitation to come and to serve him. But will you choose this day to serve the Lord? I encourage you to serve the Lord. Make a choice. I encourage you to reflect on the goodness of the Lord and how good God has been to you. Amen. And remember that God has always been there for you. Somebody sang a song saying he was there all the time. Whether you knew it or not, he was there all the time. Hallelujah. And he wants to reveal himself to you. He wants to make himself known unto you. Glory to God. Amen. And you can have a relationship with the Lord. You can have a spiritual experience with the God of our salvation, the God of the universe, the one that created the heavens and the earth, the one that saw you through when you were a little child and didn't know the danger that surrounded you, that same God, he was there all the time. Hallelujah. And we just need to be reminded of how good God is and how he was looking out for us and working miracles for us, healing us when we got sick. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Opening doors for us that were closed in our faces, making ways out of no way, doing all these wonders for us. Amen. So let's be reminded of God's goodness toward us, and tonight, make that choice. Choose to serve the Lord. Excuse me. God will bring you out. But this time, if there's anyone who desires prayer, if there's anyone who's sick in your body, and you desire to be healed, I want you to know that God is a miracle worker and he's able to heal you. Praise the Lord. Also, if there's anyone who is on the verge of turning back, I encourage you not to give up, neither turn back, but choose to serve the Lord for the rest of your life. Amen. You come this, you can go all the way, because God will see you through. Amen. If there's a backslider, I encourage you to fear the Lord and choose you this day who you will serve. Come back, return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy on your soul. He will accept you. Oh, praise the Lord. Also, anyone who is going through something and not knowing what to do, not sure what to do or how to go about anything, need some guidance, I want you to turn to the Lord right now and ask the Lord for guidance, and he will show you the way. So with our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Most gracious and eternal wise God in heaven, Lord, we come to you, O Lord, and we ask for mercy. We ask, God, that you will stop by here for just a little while. and make your holy visitation. Incline your ear into our prayer. Oh, my God, we come to you on behalf of those who are sick in their bodies. We pray, God, that you will stretch forth your mighty hand. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Make Everwood whole. Forgive sins, Lord Jesus, and blot out transgressions. Those, oh God, who have repented of their sins and have made the choice to serve you, oh God, we ask that you will have mercy and forgive. Oh, my God, save to the uttermost. Deliver those who are bound, Lord, my God, in the name of Jesus. Cover under your blood, Lord. Wash and make whole right now. Look on the backside of Lord Jesus. Touch their heart and touch their mind. Oh, my God, deliver their souls and help them to return unto you. Only you can do it, Lord Jesus. And we're looking to you and we're depending on you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we ask that you will go into the hospitals, into any facility where somebody is sick or afflicted. And we ask that you will visit each and every room. Stop by, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, lay your hand upon them and let them feel your presence, oh, God. Raise them up, Lord, and make them whole, my God. Restore their health unto them. Lord Jesus, if they committed any sins, let their sins be forgiven. Oh, my Lord, have mercy, oh, God. Restore their strength and their body, oh, Lord, and help them to do your will in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, for those who are bereaved of their loved ones. We ask, God, that you will comfort and console them during this difficult time. Have mercy tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, that one who's feeling discouraged, feeling like giving up, Lord, encourage their heart and help them to continue on. Oh, my Lord, look on the one who can't make up their mind what to do, Lord Jesus. Help them to make the choice and choose to serve you for the rest of their lives. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you. You specialize in things impossible. And we believe you tonight, and we're taking you at your word. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we ask, God, that you will increase our faith, that you'll forgive our shortcomings, forgive our doubts and our unbelief, Lord, and take them away from us in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, have your way and let your holy will be done. We ask it all in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you for answering. We thank you for stopping by. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your touch, Lord. Oh, glory to your name. We thank you, Lord. We ask it all in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Truly, we thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank the Lord for his touch. I thank the Lord for the word of God. And again, I ask this question. Will you choose to serve the Lord? My title was, God will bring you out, and a thing choose to serve the Lord. Praise God. I just thank the Lord for his prayer and for his touch for all of you who have tuned in on this evening. So glad that you took the time to tune in with us on this afternoon. And I believe I hear someone on the broadcast. It sounds like the band is Khadija. If that's so, if you would like to have remarks, you're certainly welcome to do so if you're able to.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word. Telling us to choose to serve the Lord. And we all have a choice to make. And I thank God for the prayer as well. Thank God for his anointing in the prayer. And I did come in on the lateness of the hour. Amen. Praise the Lord. I forgot. And I believe it was the enemy trying to make me forget. I was busy. And then the next thing I knew, it was past 7. But I thank God for the mind even to call in. Because I choose. I want to serve God. He's the most important thing. He should be the most important thing in our lives. And that's what I want to do. I want to choose him. I thank God for everything that's done. Then for me, keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for those remarks coming through Evangelist Khadija. Amen. And I know how the enemy will make us forget things. So I forget sometimes myself. But to God be the glory. Thank God that Brother Muhammad was on and he read the opening scripture and he also gave a testimony. So God had a ram in the thicket. Had a little backup. Praise God. We just thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen. Any other clergy on the line would like to have remarks? But if not, we're going to have some announcements at this time. We have our broadcast each Friday night at 7 p.m. and on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. And you can listen to the broadcast by phone by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online by going to the website www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service, Title I School. Also, in your leisure, please feel free to listen to any of our previous broadcasts online by scrolling down on the webpage to the on-demand podcast. Again, that website is www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service, Title I School. And you are welcome to correspond with PrayerWorks Ministry by emailing us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com, by postal mail or P.O. Box. If you want to correspond by postal mail, you can send to PrayerWorks Ministry at P.O. Box 27148. Pardon me. Let's say that again. P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And you can correspond by texting or calling 410-209-7503. And also we have other ministries that you can support, or if you just need something to get you through the week, you want to listen to glorious testimonies, you want to listen to the Word of God during the week, feel free to tune in. You can tune in on Tuesdays and Sundays at 7 p.m. when Evangelist Maybelle Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast. You can listen by phone by dialing 563-999-3511, and you can also listen online by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. Five is spelled out FIVE. Again, Grace Radio 5. Members of the clergy and anyone who wants to give a testimony, anybody want to request prayer? Anybody want to give words of encouragement are welcome to call during the live broadcast. The number is 945-218-0218, and the access code is 584-766. 1-800-273-8181. In addition, the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 p.m. and Wednesday evening prayer at 6 p.m. at 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. If you happen to be in an area at any of those times, you are welcome to attend. On Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursday evenings at 6 p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line Ministry. The dial-in number is 978-990-5337. The access code is 3469155. Also, Grace Temple Church of God in Lousville, North Carolina, under the leadership of Pastor Jerry Bennett, hosts Sunday evening services at 6 p.m. The dial-in number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 1827631. Minister Emmanuel Hoags and Evangelist Carolyn Jones team up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 p.m. on the Prayer News Network Global. The dial-in number is 339-209-6891. Praise the Lord. And also, we ask that you will please continue in prayer for those who are on our prayer list. Let us continue to lift up the Allen family, remembering Stephen Allen and Terrell Allen, who lost their father, Stephen Allen Sr., and let us keep them in our prayers. Also, let us keep praying for Evangelist Cynthia Edmond and for Evangelist Maybell Edmond, for Sister Cheryl. Praise the Lord. And just for the whole family. Praise God. We ask also that you will keep everyone who is requesting prayer list. We have a list that we keep. We don't remove the names, and we keep you in our prayers at all times. Praise the Lord. So again, we thank the Lord for the broadcast on this evening. We thank God for all of you for taking the time to support us, to pray for us, and to even tune into this broadcast. And we look forward to you tuning in with us at our next broadcast, which is scheduled for Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And until then, there's nothing else. Keep me in your prayers as well. Pray that the Lord will help me in my ministry, and that this ministry will continue to grow and be a blessing to someone. Amen. And this concludes the broadcast for this evening. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. And please remember to choose to serve the Lord. God bless you, and good night.